Male beings of happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings have found equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings have found equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings have found equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings have found equanimity. One more. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings have found equanimity. We smile with all beings. In some cases, that smile is a smile of soothing, of pacifying whatever hardship, pain, difficulty, something that is unpleasant or really almost unbearable. And so when we smile, it's as if to send soothing, send whatever will bring ease to all the beings that are in suffering, any kind of suffering. And as we go through this step-by-step meditation guided, imagine yourself like the image on the screen of the Buddha. Imagine yourself that serene, that cosmic, in potential, and in power, and in the scope of the view of understanding and of heart, of compassion. That from that inner place of absolute tranquility and serenity, From that inner place of pure essence that is so perfect in every way, that every breath and intention that each of us makes and all of us as a group field, that as we walk through this guided meditation, using no mind, that is to say, using the space that is beyond the conceptual mind, the awareness compassion that is the mother of conceptual mind, abiding in that, we use the conceptual mind. So we smile and breathe all that soothes and eases all suffering for all beings who in this moment are suffering mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. We breathe in that suffering into this open space of awareness, compassion. And breathe out from the same open space of awareness, compassion. Breathe out all that soothes and eases and meets the needs of beings. And as we all deepen and the field expands, it all is simply a function, a Buddha function, if you will, function of essence of being. To breathe in, and now we can breathe in also all joy and happiness and beauty into the same cosmic reservoir of compassion awareness, and breathe it out magnified. Breathe it out multiplied. All the while, the suffering of all beings everywhere. And certainly if we know beings personally, but we have to be careful not to get personal. But breathe it in. So all the while, that is continuing. Great toroidal flow in as one thing, out totally transformed as another. Because of awareness, compassion. But we are a function, and so we can add breathing in all that is beautiful, and radiant, happy, and it is breathed out. We're not breathing it. Suchness is a function, and it breathes out, multiplied, magnified. We breathe in all causes of suffering, such as deceit and causing harm, but the reason of self-importance or self-gratification, whatever it might be, and breathe out wisdom, compassion, right understanding, right relations. We breathe in. All men are of harm and their causes, which always stem from self-importance and self-gratification. And breathe out relatedness, interdependence. Unity of being. We take a long, slow, deep breath, knowing that we are breathing with all beings. As you go through your day, be the function of awareness, compassion. It simply is breathing. Love you all. Create your day.